This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed in the previous day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Nine people, including one police officer, died in the West African state of Guinea. The security ministry said Wednesday, following days of unrest after a tense weekend presidential election. In a statement, the ministry pointed to shootings and stabbings in the capital and elsewhere in the country since Sunday's presidential vote. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions in comments for a documentary that premiered Wednesday, sparking cheers from gay Catholics and demands for clarification from conservatives, given the Vatican's official teaching on the issue. The papal thumbs up came midway through the feature-length documentary Francesco, which premiered at the Rome Film Festival. And again, Pope Francis became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions in comments for a documentary referred to. The papal thumbs up came midway through the feature film called Francesco. More.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama made his first appearance on the campaign trail Wednesday for Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who was locked in a tight race with U.S. President Donald Trump in crucial states 13 days before the November 3rd election. The former president spoke in Philadelphia, saying that there's no excuse for the Trump administration's poor response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to, prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went.
Mr. Biden will square off in the final debate before the election with Mr. Trump this Thursday. Democrats on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say they will boycott a vote scheduled for Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat. Democrats are protesting President Trump's nomination of Barrett following the mid-September death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, arguing that he should have waited the outcome of the November 3rd presidential election. Scientists say the only way to beat the coronavirus is with safe and effective vaccines. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports the next step in the search for a vaccine is testing it on kids.
Ending the pandemic means vaccinating vulnerable adults. Dr. Robert Frank at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital Medical Center says it will also mean vaccinating children.
We really needed to have the safety and immunogenicity data from adults to feel comfortable that this is the right thing to be able to do.
Pfizer has permission to test its vaccine on kids as young as 12. Frank says it's unclear yet if a vaccine would be ready by the next school year.
By spring, we would certainly have enough information to be able to send to the FDA.
16-year-old Caitlin Evans became the first teen to get an injection in the Pfizer study.
If I don't do it, who will? Like, they need as many people as possible.
Children represent about 10% of coronavirus cases documented in the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
French prosecutors say two teenagers accused of pointing out French teacher Samuel Paty to his killer, who beheaded him, have been charged with complicity in terrorist murder as the nation paid homage to the slain educator. The pair are among seven people authorities have charged over the killing. And the U.S. Justice Department says drug maker Purdue Pharma, the company behind the powerful prescription painkiller OxyContin that experts say helped touch off opioid epidemics, will plead guilty to federal criminal charges as part of a settlement of more than $8 billion. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.